I knew of a man named Mr. Moline, who hated most shades of blue and of green, was not fond of red, yellow, purple, or orange. His favorite color was aqua marine. The drapes and the sofa, the table and chair, his cane and his hat and his long underwear, the whole of his house as far as could be seen was painted a vibrating aqua marine. Mr. Moline, what was his obsession with aquamarine? A rainbow of color on constant parade, but he chose the one over each other shade. No plum and no peach and no bland tangerine. Everything had to be aquamarine. His friends knew his wardrobe was more than a mess. They even tried helping him dress and undress. They bought him a vest in a brown velveteen. He exchanged it for one that was aqua marine. Mr. Moline was incredibly skinny. Every last inch of his person was thin. He was bound to remain so lanky and lean, for he only ate food that was aqua marine. Mr. Moline could not kick his habit of aquamarine. In fact, he was happy the way that he was, the happiest ever, and that was because he had no attachment to drab aubergine. He said, hang all the colors but aquamarine. Moline was dressing in his chamber at a quarter after one. He was dressing for a party, he was dressing up for fun. He had donned his jacket, vest, and pants, and now was nearly done, when he noticed that his hat had been left sitting in the sun. Oh, the horror, oh, the moaning, oh, the tragedy, the scene when that poor man found his favorite hat was no longer aquamarine. A bluish-green tear made its way down his cheek. He turned to the glass and took one squeamish peek. And the grimace his face had contained was dissolved. Moline found his problem was perfectly solved. After all of his previous fussing and noise, he discovered his new favorite color was turquoise. Mr. Moline, however could he have liked aquamarine? That color was nasty, a garish blue-green, while turquoise was truly a soft greenish-blue. A flattering color, exciting and new. This was the color for Mr.